Wie spät ist es? Wie viel Uhr ist es? In episode 4 we talked about asking for the time and giving the time in German. And we took a closer look at the formal way of giving the time in German, the 24-hour clock. This time we want to focus on giving the time in an informal way. Hallo und willkommen. Hello and welcome to the Uplevel Your German podcast. Ich bin Charlotte, I'm Charlotte, founder of the language school Charlingua and host of this show. My mission is to make your language learning journey as easy as possible. I've created a cheat sheet with all words and phrases about telling the informal time in German and also an auto-graded quiz for you. Just go to charlingua.com/014 or follow the link in the description. Okay, let's dive in. Wir legen los. Let's take a look at giving the time in an informal way. First, we'll talk about when to use informal time. Then we'll find out how to give it. And finally, we'll look at some ways you can use if you want to give the approximate time. So, first of all, when do you use informal time? Well, whenever it's not important to be very precise or you're in a more informal situation, or if you simply can't tell. For example, you're driving and depending on the traffic, you might arrive a bit earlier or later. On the other hand, formal time was for timetables. For example, when a train leaves, then you really want to know the minute you have to be at the station, or the time an online class or a webinar starts. I'll be giving a free webinar on the best ways to start learning German and overcome speaking anxiety this month in January. So if you're listening in real time and feel that these topics are important for you, you will surely not want to be late for that. So formal time is for being precise, and informal time is used when either the precise time doesn't matter as much or you're in an informal setting. Okay, now you'll want to know, how does informal time work? It might be helpful if you could look at a clock or a watch now. Well, not a digital one, but one with 12 numbers and handles. Or at least draw one on a piece of paper, or just imagine one for a moment. Or you simply download the PDF. There is a drawing on it that will make everything I'm about to tell you so much easier to understand. Let's start with the full hours. You give them just like in English, but without the a.m. or p.m. So 10 a.m. is 10 Uhr or just 10. Wann treffen wir uns? When shall we meet? Wann treffen wir uns? 10. 10 p.m. is just the same. 10 Uhr oder 10. You usually know from the context that going to get a coffee is a lot more likely to happen at 4 in the afternoon than in the middle of the night. And if I tell my 12-year-old son that he has to be home at 6, 6 Uhr musst du zu Hause sein, 6 Uhr musst du zu Hause sein, then he knows that I'm not saying that I'd like to see him for breakfast the following morning, but for the typical German dinner time. Okay, that's the full hours. Now, let's say you and your friend want to be punctual for the German class at 10, 10. So you suggest, let's meet 5 minutes before 10. Then it's simply 5 vor 10, 5 vor 10. Or you were going to meet at 10, but your S-Bahn is late. You can't make it in time. You will be 5 minutes late and call your friend. Ich komme 5 nach 10, at 5 past 10, 5 nach 10. Also, wir haben 5 vor 10 und 5 nach 10. And it works just the same with 10 to 10, 10 vor 10, and 10 past 10, 10 nach 10. A quarter is ein Viertel, Viertel, ein Viertel. Again, we can say, at a quarter to 10, 10 vor 10. And at a quarter past 10, 10 nach 10. 10 vor 10 oder 10 nach 10. And we also say 20 to 10 or 20 past 10. 2014 und 2018. So this is all just like in English and really simple. What is different is that the English half 10 or half past 10 for 10:30 in German is halb elf. 10:30, halb elf. So what happens is we look ahead to the next hour and think we are halfway there. So let's practice together. What would be 3:30? 3:30, halb vier. And 8:30? 8:30, halb neun. Wrapping your head around that is one of the hardest things for English speakers when they move to Germany or for Germans when they move to an English-speaking country. It might be a good idea for you to always clarify with a formal time. Halb sechs ist also 5:30, richtig? Otherwise, you may invite your German neighbors for dinner and have them turn up an hour earlier than expected. If you're anything like me, that does not sound good. If it is obvious what hour you're talking about, you can simply say, wir treffen uns halb. Literally, we meet at half. Wir treffen uns halb. Okay, now, let's say that the German class is starting at 10:30, 10:30, halb elf. So, you want to meet 5 minutes before that. What do you say then? Well, then you can say, 5:30. 5 minutes to halb elf. Or, you're late again, and then it's 5 minutes past halb elf. 5:30. And if it's not 5 but 10 minutes away from halb elf, well, then it's 10:50 or 10:50. Now you will say, but Charlotte, you just told us that this is 20 past the full hour or 20 to the full hour. And yes, it can be both. 20:50 is the same as 10:50. And 10:50 is the same as 20:50. So let's walk through an hour together. We start with, let's take 2:00. Now we'll go step by step through every 5 minutes, okay? We start with a full hour. Das ist die volle Stunde. Es ist 2:00 oder es ist 2:00. Dann, es ist 5:55. Es ist 10:50. Es ist 2:15. Es ist 20:50 oder es ist 10:30. Es ist 5:30. Es ist 2:30. Es ist 2:55. Es ist 2:50 oder 2:40. Es ist 2:45. Es ist 2:50. Es ist 2:55. Es ist 3:00. Hurra, we made it. Wir haben es geschafft. A very informal way to ask for the time is, wie spät haben wir es? Literally, how late do we have it? Wie spät haben wir es? And it will sound more like, wie spät haben wir's? Oder wie spät haben wir's? And then the answer can be, wir haben es jetzt 10. Wir haben es jetzt 10. That's not the kind of German to use in your exam, but that you will hear in everyday life. In an exam you would say, Entschuldigung, wie spät ist es? Oder wie viel Uhr ist es? And then the answer, es ist 10:00. If the precise time, I mean the minute, is not really important, you can use gegen. Wir treffen uns gegen 5. Oder so gegen. Wir treffen uns so gegen 5. Wir treffen uns so gegen 5. Oder gegen 5:30. Wann kommst du? So gegen 5:30. If you want to say just before or just after a certain time, you can use kurz vor Oh, kurz nach. Ich komme um kurz vor drei. Anna kommt um kurz nach halb vier. Alles klar? So, as a recap, what did we talk about today? First, we talked about when to use informal time. Whenever you're in an informal setting or the precise time doesn't matter or you simply can't tell it. Then we found out how to give informal time, especially that half three in English is halb vier in German. And finally, we looked at some ways you can use if you want to give the approximate time. I know this was a lot and can sound difficult if you don't have a drawing in front of you. So just go to charlingua.com/014 or follow the link in the description to get the guide that will make it so much easier to understand. Don't forget to also take the quiz to see if you can give or understand the time correctly. So, bye for now. Tschüss, bis nächste Woche. Dann gibt es eine neue Episode von Uplevel Your German.